Mary Lou McFate is known as a gun control activist. She's 62 years old and has served on the boards of several gun control citizens groups. This week, Mother Jones Magazine reported that Ms. McFate, who also goes by the name Mary Lou Sapone, is actually a member of the National Rifle Association and has been what amounts to a spy. Both the NRA and Ms. McFate have not commented on the allegations. Daniel Shulman is associate editor in the Washington, D.C. Bureau of Mother Jones. He may help break the story. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Shulman.
My pleasure.
What can you tell us about what you discovered about Mary Lou McFate?
Well, for the past 12 years or so, Mary Lou Sapone / McFate has worked her way into the inner sanctum, so to speak, of the gun control movement. She has sat on the boards of three different gun control organizations and even served as the chief lobbyist, federal lobbyist, for a nationwide coalition of gun control groups. And so basically she has worked her way into a position of having been privy to everything that was going on inside the gun control movement, what issues they plan to lobby on. And all the while she has been employed by the gun lobby. And, you know, she's got a long background of infiltrating activist groups.
Such as
in the 80s in Connecticut, she penetrated the animal rights scene there on behalf of U.S. Surgical Corporation. And she was working for a private security firm there called Perceptions International. It's no longer around. And in the 90s, she ran an operation in Louisiana to penetrate an environmental group there. So she describes herself as a research consultant. But what she is basically a freelance spy who specializes in infiltrating activist groups.
And any chance she's sincere?
Well, she was getting paid by the National Rifle Association, so I would think no.
Are there any legal consequences for something like this, if it can be demonstrated?
We've asked about that, and it really depends on whether she was able to gain something of value. The currency here is information, so that's a little bit subjective. For instance, you know, a meal, a plane ticket, a hotel room, that could be something where there's grounds for legal action. But I think the gun control groups that she's been a part of are now considering what their legal strategy is going to be.
I think a question in a lot of minds would be, why would it be necessary for, if that's what happens here, the NRA to try and plant someone in the structure of a gun control movement? Because it has certainly been my experience in activist groups is they have no problem telling you what's on their mind or what they plan to do.
In this case, they would have really been able to anticipate the arguments that they would use, the legislators that they might plan to lobby, the legislation that they deemed important, and somehow craft a response to it beforehand. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how much good it did them in the end.
And a question I have to ask you, Mr. Shulman, having done the hard reporting on a very good story, but, you know, Mother Jones is a magazine with a certain point of view. Are you curious about finding out if this kind of arrangement's ever gone in the other direction? Because it would be easy for someone to join the NRA and show up at their meetings and do the same thing, wouldn't it?
I'm absolutely curious about that. And in terms of Mother Jones being a magazine of another point of view, that's true. And that is actually an argument we've heard. What about these gun control groups penetrating the NRA to an extent? And there have been instances where gun control activists have attended such things as maybe an NRA annual meeting under false pretenses. I don't know if you're going to find evidence that they've actually had someone that's high up in the NRA that's actually a gun control activist. But yes, we would certainly be curious to find out if that was the case.
Daniel Shulman, the associate editor for Mother Jones Magazine, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.